Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavik, co-host Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly here, a little bit later on. But for those who ain't familiar with the terms, I may be ugly, but at least I ain't got no money. But for the ones who ain't familiar with those terms, you need to start doing your homework. But you know what? I'll give you a little help here. And I think we're going to go with the Shaggy Show.
From Southwest Detroit, deep within Thug Island's industrial waste depositories, it's Shaggy Day!
Hey!
sidekick. Fat Pat, he goes, ah, 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 and all of that.
That's right.
Anyhow, on my way here, I almost died. This bitch in front of me was like 105. They worry about drunk and late night truckers. All that bitches try to kill motherfuckers. This lady's got a left blinker on for an hour or more.
Yeah.
Then she makes a right into my side door. This comedy shit's getting old.
The game is to be sold, not to be told. Yeah.
You can feel the excitement, right?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg is with us tonight. That's what I'm saying. On this Shaggy show, shit, we ain't playing.
Hell no.
And that ain't it.
What?
Also on the show,
cool.
Another motherfucker that, well, some of you know, you see him with me a lot. He's like a brother. Finally, Jay's in this motherfucker.
I like that kid, Violent J.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
How you doing today?
That's great, Shane.
Well, that's great. Now let's give a hand to Mikey Clark and the Gangsta Fun Band. We'll be right back with Violent J.
Do your homies have money? Are you broke?
Yeah.
Do bitches look at you like some kind of joke?
Straight up.
There's nothing you can do except get your PhD.
Play a haters degree?
That's right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Player Haters Academy, located on Well Farm in Detroit, offers the finest in player-ation tactics.
Yeah, that's right.
Such as the bitch hater.
Hey, man, fuck that fine-ass bitch.
Or the look shook.
Yo, bitch, I might be ugly, at least I ain't got no money.
Or the never-ending shooting star.
Just because he got a car, he want to be driving that bitch.
Get your PhD and join a nation of player Haitians.
Word up.
Okay, my first deputy's nutty as hell. He just served a half a year in the county jail.
Uh-huh.
Now he's back, but now at least.
Hey, Molly J's in this bitch ass beat.
What up, y'all? What's happening? It's been 6 months and my dick ain't having it. If I don't hurry up and give me some ass, I might bust this nut on your TV glass. Anyway, I'm working on my brand new shit. A brand new group with my homie Twisted. It's called Dark Lotus. Should I play some for y'all?
About you having some kind of a panic attack?
Right.
Tell us, is it true? And when you have one, what the fuck do you do?
Well, I'll be sitting there enjoying a coffee, and then all of a sudden I'm like, get off me! And I start choking out pedestrians until they give me my shot of Califalestrian. But that's all over now, it's old hat. I'm a perfectly normal necrophiliac. Just don't test me or pull strings, forget it. I might grab your neck and do bad things with it.
Well, I'm that no, thank you, Jay.
Sure.
For real. What's up with popping one of those fallopian pills? Take your ass backstage now and relax.
I'm straight.
Snoop Dogg is coming up next. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
I like my chili hot. As a matter of fact, I like my chili so goddamn hot that you can cook a hog's ass in a spoonful. When a working man such as myself wants a little hot fixin', I'll reach for that bottle of mama's goddamn hot chili. Smooth, tender chunks with chili beans filled with mama's hot bastard bacon bits and drizzled with just the right amount of thick, savory sauce, dripping with noodle nuggets and Texas tough onions. Mm-mm, that's hot. Goddamn hot. Ask for it by name.
Yo, we're back. My next guest pioneered a sound in rap. He's come a long way from the LBC. Please welcome Snoop D-O-double-G.
Look up in the sky, it's the bird, it's the plane. It's the big dog, y'all fucking with the insane. Slam, get in, nigga, I represent the town. Hey, yo, Violent J, let's go half on this pound. I stay gangster like Vaughn. I dropped a bomb, they call me Snoop Dogg, and I can raise your arm. So any MC that disagree with me, step up and watch your motherfucking man meet your feet.
Snoop, what? Now you got platinum on your wall. Why the fool staring?
watch the balls. They wanna be like you, they wanna try to steal your flow now. Yo, why is that so?
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, some bitch ass nigga trying to steal my flow, but I don't pay them no attention. Oh, should I mention? I'm all about the money and riding in cars with suspension bouncing. Banking up corners, smoking dope, smoking that weed, hanging out with my locs and folks. Don't give a fuck about nut at all. That's why I'm known to the world as big motherfucking Snoop Dogg.
Nigga, Snoop Dogg, everybody! Now we gotta bring our clothes to the party.
Already, huh?
Thanks, Violent J.
Sure.
Hello, and thank you, Snoop, for that bag of smoke.
Get out.
Join us next time for the show. We'll have that one bitch from Letters to Cleo.
Great.
That's it for now. I'm out this bitch.
Hey, yo, gangsta fun. Show them how you got rich.
And we're back.
And that goes to the quote-unquote let up in all double O chat. Fucking retard. But we got the 801. Let's see if she actually wants to talk.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just laughing at that stupid bitch on freaking the All Juggalos chat. She's all like, he's my low. And I'm like, dude, you're stupid. You guys aren't together, but yet he's your low. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, funny thing is, you know, she thinks he's his low, he's her low, but, yeah, nope. I've been considering the fact, you know, she just said, let's see, she puts, well, it turns out, you know, the same dude was, hitting on fucking Nerdy Ducky.
Yeah, I know, huh? I was like, dude, you're stupid. He's fucking hitting on another bitch. You guys aren't together. Why are you calling him your low? You're dumb.
But what's funny, Oh, wait, what's even funnier is the fact that she just goes, we aren't together. And then she goes, he is mine, but he what he does or says to other chicks isn't my business because we aren't together right now.
I know, huh? I'm like, dude, you're fucking stupid. Like, here's my thing. Okay, I flirt with, like, how many fucking dudes, but I'm not with anybody. I have people fucking saying I'm their girl, but I'm not. I just flirt with them. I ain't fucking with them.
Yeah, well, she's fucking retarded, too.
Just because you flirt with them and they fuck. That you cuddle with them or whatever don't mean that they're yours. Have you ever heard of fucking friends with benefits? Shit.
Yeah, well, I don't even think she's fucking them. I mean, come on, bitch, ain't got no head either. He's doing, as Gil G said, the headless boogie.
Like, did you see my comment on that?
No.
Like,
I did notice someone commenting on the fact that Ghetto G made no sense.
You made sense to me. Oh, David did have a good comeback to that, though. The latte he posted. That was funny. I thought it was hilarious. Letty, I mean latte.
Yeah.
Dude, that makes me want to go to McDonald's
except,
or something.
Except he decided to bring back that Stuart Smasher Pass bullshit. That ain't funny. Fucking Smasher Pass is fucking retarded. Like, that shit needs to die already. It's like that dumbass motherfucker up in goddamn fucking single juggler juggler, Eddie Murphy. You know, he says the word thirsty way too much. And when, you know, the fact that I'm saying thirsty is such a stupid, retarded word,
He writes my comment, but yeah, he's still using the word. It made absolutely no fucking sense.
Yeah, I agree.
And apparently it was a little bit too harsh because of the fact I said, if I could, I'd go back in time and find all the motherfuckers that started, you know, the word swag, bro, butter, thirsty,
hey,
YOLO.
The word is da-da-da-da. See, you can say it, but we can't.
Well, here's the thing. I'm saying this right now. If I go back in time and find the motherfuckers that created those words, I'd kill them. Just so that way the words would never, ever get started, period.
Yeah, I can see that.
And, of course, I'm going to say them. I mean, hello, I'm the host. Do you really want to put myself in the box? No.
That'd be funny.
Man, I technically could, because then that means I could just play a fucking 5-minute track.
Yeah, that's true.
But, speaking of 5-minute tracks, nah, I don't want to go 5 minutes. I want to go a little longer than that. I want to go with some pure fucking classic shit. So here we go, Judas Priest, Turbo Lover.
You won't hear me.
And we're back. Gotta love Judas Priest. But I'm gonna take a piss.
Wow.
So we're going.
That's funny. So apparently I'm jealous now.
About what?
You know how the whole the low not being hers or whatever? This girl posts, okay, she's like, how about all you motherfuckers chill the fuck out and back off my Letty? We are not together right now, but today we have been talking about working shit out. And Destiny Bolt Conan, you're the only stupid bitch in this whole line of comments. We are all supposed to be family, and you're talking to a fellow Letty like you're not even a real Letty, because real fam only has love for other fam. Okay, but get this. You have your panties up your ass. Anyone have a problem with comment can suck my dick and fuck off. Thank you, and that's all. Okay, she's talking about how, she's saying we're not supposed to hate and calling me a stupid bitch. But, yeah, I just call – she's basically going back on what she said. Like, she's not even following through with what she just said because she's calling me names now. And she's telling people not to hate. Like, what the fuck, dude? She's telling me not to hate and then she's calling me names. Really? She's stupid. Wow. Ha! That's funny.
My question is, where the hell did this whole Letty shit come from?
What?
Where the fuck did Letty come from?
Juggalette?
Yeah, but why the fuck are people saying Letty for?
Because it's a shorter term for it, because they don't want to say the whole thing.
You realize it's not Letty, right? It's Let, not Letty.
Well, that's how we say it out here.
Anyways, I think it's time for some Kill Devil Hill. Well, I will take a piss.
Kitty sprinkles.
Hey, where the fuck's my Kill Devil Hill at? Ah, fuck it. King Diamond.
My son.
know.
And yeah. I wonder if you realize she's not even talking in the statuses there. Ah, there we go. That's not even her. It's that dude, Steven dude. Anyways. Oh, yeah, just to remind everybody, fucking, for those who do not remember, in December, we pay homage to Dimebag Daryl Abbott, which means it's pure out Dimebag month, which means we played nothing but Pantera, fucking Damage Plan, Rebel Meets Rebel, fucking Black Label Society, just because of the fact Dimebag and Zach Wilde are good friends, we play Hell Yeah. So, speaking of which, I say we go on a fucking psycho holiday.
I just love seeing people fight on Facebook. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, especially when they're being stupid. Oh, I was like, I don't even like him. She's like, chillax, homies. No need to get all upset over a guy.
Yeah, except you realize she didn't say anything about it. She didn't say anything, right?
What?
You realize she didn't say anything, right?
No, that Stephen Clem person.
Yeah, well, he's just retarded. But, yeah, I'm going to go for another track here.
Alright.
Say for all the fucking rednecks out there, there you go.
Stop the bus, Violent J comes out, barrels to your chest, and blow your lungs out, motherfucker fucking hit. I kick you in the mouth, sway your fucking lips up. You swallow them teeth when I do, and me and my boys will run a train on your Thelma lip. Then break her fucking back, goddamn bigots ain't all that. So I'ma cut your brain out, reach in, and pull your spine out. Welcome to the carnival show, you're invited, you and your bitch float. And the wicked clown's gonna jack, cut your legs off, and if you crawl back, no step to the city folk. Bitch, that's why you got your titties broke. So get back on your art box, no one see a bigot coming through Clark Park. Cut a stick with my good plate, 34 years old, still in the third grade. Yeah, speaking on others, look at your hoot nanny ass motherfucker, and your bearded bitch hang. Fuck bump jaw and your rebel flag.
Fuck you, rebel flag!
Fuck your rebel flag.
right back.
I know.
I might be hateful to nobody. I took on that fucking Sarah bitch. Because of how she's retarded.
Are you typing?
No, I'm not texting. I'm typing.
I heard you typing.
Yeah. On my laptop.
See, you can't hear me texting anymore.
Thank God for that.
Because I got a new phone.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh. What is that? Is that a dog or a sheep? I think that's a sheep, like, humping the dude's butt. Okay? That's wrong.
Sure. What do you say we go to some drowning pool? And no, we're not playing bodies.
Oh, Sermon.
Nope, I'm going with some new drowning pool. One finger and a fist.
One finger and a fist! I'll claw my way out of any situation! I got a 1-2 punch! I'll fight my way out of any conversation! Yeah.
of course, that is actually off of the fifth Disturbed album. I gotta say, even though it doesn't feature, like, even though Dave Williams ain't all over around, but Jason Moreno definitely picked up the slack. He's definitely a dope motherfucker. Let's go with one more track here, because I don't know, I'm in the mood for tracks tonight. So let's go with Chris Calico, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
816 boy.
Okay.
816 boy.
Okay.
Are you really going to say that, buddy?
Get money over here, get money over there, get money over here, get money over there.
In a 96 whoopty whammy, 816 boys got that Grammy. My baby mama's mama told me she can't catch me. Rolling up with hella, screaming like a Benji. Get the arrow money that keep a hand on the case. They trying to get the paper, trying to driving my scraper around like
Abu Dhabi is good, but too much. We keeping everything more than we trust.
I like it, I love it. I want some more of it, I say. Don't know Abu Dhabi, cause you gon' learn today.
Okay.
Look at I'm on my
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
Is all Abu Dhabi, OBKB baby, they've been hating lately, maybe cause I made a crazy statement when I bought the
black on black in the range, I'll be rolling through crocodile skin flames on my toes with,
I be sliding through the function like a Spike Lee movie, on my Kansas City iced tea, moving like, excuse me, you must be from Ireland, cause every time I see you, my penis is doubling,
MVP,
check nigga, you using the roll,
check nigga,
a Wayne Bird,
check well,
yeah, check out it,
my nigga,
Abu Dhabi, I'm good, all I need is a check nigga, money, family, loyalty, most of all is respect, nigga.
Got it.
I'm on my
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
All night and all day.
Abu Dhabi.
Pause. Check Twitter, it's trending. Real DJs go ahead and start spinning. I know it's the fifth time everyone has requested, but don't be a bitch like the Grinch who stole Christmas. Abu Dhabi, it means it's all good. Wishing they Abu Dhabi's like wishing a nigga would. I can't be Abu Dhabi means I can't be touched. If you got me Abu Dhabi, you got me fucked up. Woop 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 for the family. Shake 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 your ass, hearty. Wanna see your hands up in the party. Now that.
Abu Dhabi.
Look at I'm on my
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
B-I,
hey!
B-Crew, he pay nay, he die,
hey!
Me through, DJ make me fly,
hey!
Yoo-hoo, cause we ain't say P-P-Y, I'm the la-la, my thrill-la-la-la, well, some little ya, yes, I feel ya, mama, some after some, everyone wants to call ya, for ya, da-la-la-la, yes! Whole lot of money intrigue. I go money crazy, psycho like Libra. Throwing my jeans make me lean like pizza. So when you see me say Abu Dhabi, my nigga.
Look at
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
All night and all day.
Abu Dhabi.
Look at
Abu Dhabi.
A cookie.
And we're back. So apparently I'm being hateful because of the fact I wasn't even talking to bitch.
Just making me laugh, actually. Come on, get real. Oh, so stupid.
Huh. Yeah. Let me see if I can find him.
I'm trying to comment back on that. like you don't want people to comment, then why you post it? Plus, we're also being haters. Like, honestly, we care less. You ask a question, we're going to answer. You don't want it, somebody to comment on somebody, on something, so post it, you know?
Yep. She seems like a little. Let's see if I can find a track for, this is like her. Let's see, Judge D.
Ugly.
How the fuck you know he's ugly? You can't even see him.
Yeah, but the part of you, the part of him that you could see, he's ugly.
So now, girls, now girls,
God damn. Skinny, just muscle and bone, dude. Okay, they have to have some meat on them.
Well, what happens if he was really skinny and he just happened to have, like, slabs of meat on him?
Hold on.
She told me to hold on.
Well, Ghetto, I mean, you know, consider the fact, you know, they were trying to define what's sexy. I posted up I commented something sexy up on there. A pretzel bacon cheeseburger.
Well, I don't know how sexy that is, but it does sound pretty good.
How about the fact I ended up commenting and, you know, just for that dumb freaking Sarah chick.
Who?
What you? You know that chick that said that, you know, that didn't seem to understand.
Yeah, so she told me it didn't make any sense. Like, why doesn't it make sense?
I don't know, but, you know, I decided to comment on that shit. And then afterwards, like three, maybe four of the people ended up commenting after me with the rest of the lyrics to it.
All right, so that just proves that girl's a fucking moron. Yeah, that makes sense. It made sense to like five other people.
Yeah.
And you call yourself a juggalo.
Yeah, that apparently that dude, that chick's quote-unquote boyfriend, decided to comment on everything, say, tell my buddy, you know, back off his...
Hey, back to that.
Wait. Shut up. We're off of you.
Shut up. Don't call me a shut up. You shut up.
Until you can learn how to spell my name, you shut up.
H-E-T-T-O. And then you have like a little line, and then it's another G. Okay?
Did she just say a little line?
A little line, yes.
Wow.
It is. It's a line, okay? I don't know what the correct name for it is.
Come on, how old are you? You don't know what that means yet?
No. I don't like that.
Do you not go to English class?
I was in honors English. Thank you very much.
And you don't know what that's called?
Honestly, I did not pay attention.
Well, how the hell are you in honor then? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because it was all reading.
Reading. Well, at least you can read. You can't spell.
But yeah, nah, man, fucking that dude goes, how about all you motherfuckers chill the fuck out and back off my lent? No, we're not together right now, but today we have been talking about working shit out, and then he goes, Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the fuck your last name is. You're the only stupid bitch in this whole line of comments. We are all supposed to be family. And you're talking to a fellow like that. You're not even a real let, because real fam only has love for other fam and not hatred and jealousy or whatever it is that has your panties up your ass, blah, blah, blah. Anyone having to...
Can I just point out that... his quote-unquote girlfriend posted up a picture of him. So that's free game for anybody who wants to say something.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then he gets pissed off. So I say stupid bitches, and then he gets pissed off because I say it, and he can say it like dumbass, hypocrite.
Yes, that's all I heard from her line.
Did you just say paperclip?
Oh, hypocrite. I said hypocrite. Because he's getting mad at me for calling her, saying stupid bitches, but then yet he's
wait, 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 That's even funnier because of the fact so many people fucking said shit about it, but she's the only one that got called out by her fucking low.
Because I'm like, I said the truth. Because I said the truth. That's why. Maybe he's going to try and hit on me now, huh?
Hey, pigeon boy.
I thought we were just making random noises.
Want to hear something funny? I went over and bought Burger King, and now I'm going to go sit in McDonald's and eat Burger King.
That's what I'm
doing. Yeah, if I was working there, I'd make you get out.
Yeah, I'll buy something from McDonald's, too. Don't worry.
Be like,
yeah, if I was working.
If you don't get fucking at least two meals from here, get the fuck out.
Yeah, if I was working there,
I used to sit inside of McDonald's for, like, hours on end, just using
Yeah, if I worked there, I'd probably have just thrown you, but not out the door, out through the window.
The dude over at Burger King just asked me for my number, and I said, go ask Steven for it, one of your coworkers. And he's like, you know, Steven, like, yeah, that's my ex.
Yeah, well, nobody cares.
That doesn't make you sound like a hoe or anything. Can I get your number?
Hey,
why don't you ask the other guy you're working with for my number?
Can I get...
No, you cannot get anything.
Be like, can I get your number with a side of swag?
Can I get a...
No.
Two McDouble?
No.
Oh, okay. You can't pay for that.
Yeah, I can. And
she couldn't even buy a pack of gum the other day.
That was weeks ago, dumbass. And a large drink.
Oh, shit, look, there's Chewie and Yoda.
Shut up. No.
Not you. Shut up, Chewie.
No.
But I mean literally the person who played Chewbacca is on TV right now.
Oh, my gosh. That's 420.
Well, 420 ain't 420 yet.
Chewbacca doesn't like that person is dressed as a Star Trek person.
Yeah, my total came at 420.
Not 420 yet.
Here you go.
Yeah, she's talking about 420. This came from the same chick who thought she smoked her boy out, even though it was his weed.
That sounds about... wrong.
So weird.
We're weird. You're the one who said you smoked out your boy, but it was his weed.
Oh, ain't that cute? That dude proposed to her with a death storm.
Who?
Yeah.
Who said what?
Nothing. Shut your mouth.
You shut your mouth. Talking shit.
Why don't you
stop talking about it and
think
about it?
What am I talking about exactly? I don't know. Can I get my drink?
No.
No, like, I'm just in here, like, you know. At least I could be filling up my
drink
while I wait for the tea.
Oh, get how about the fact that my pretzel bacon cheeseburger is gay more or less than that dude?
Actually, I did get a bacon cheeseburger at Burger King. That's funny.
Mainly because there's a bunch of fat people in that group.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
That's why it's getting a lot of likes.
I'm not fat, I'm fluffy.
Man, what is the matter with you? You are a special kind of stupid, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, and I will admit it.
But man. Hey, I mean, you know what? Like, at least this shit's getting more likes than that. That's as funny as all hell. And you know, I wonder if she realizes we didn't say bacon cheeseburger. We said purple bacon cheeseburger. I drink you, Burke, you don't have that.
I can make it purple. I can make it purple.
Why would you make it purple?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Especially the fact we didn't even say anything about purple. We said pretzel.
That sounds weird. Pretzel
sounds weird.
Pretzel bacon cheeseburger sounds weird, okay?
That doesn't sound weird. It sounds bomb.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And it's good, too.
Well,
I've had it.
Why don't you make it, then?
He just had it. Are you not listening?
What? Where's that?
I'm going to take a guess and say that they don't have a Wendy's out there.
We do have Wendy's.
Well, then there you go. Go to Wendy's. They have it there, and you can find out all about it.
Do I look like a type of person that goes to Wendy's, though? I don't think so.
Yes.
You do?
I go to Wendy's.
Yeah.
Shit, man, I prefer that over McDonald's, shit.
Yeah, man, yo, Wendy's is definitely better than McDonald's and Burger King combined.
Burger King's just gross.
I know it's that works for you than McDonald's and Wendy's combined. You know that, right?
It's still gross no matter how you look at it.
I mean, shit, man, for games.
See what that devil kid did? Made my TV go on.
Which one? The one that was next door to you, or the one on the phone with us?
No one is on the phone right now.
What? Asshole.
Made my fucking TV go out. Now I feel like I'm watching. Now I feel like I'm watching black people in the dark. Come on. This is some bullshit. Trying to watch me some big fat titty Asians, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, how did I make your TV go out?
I don't know. Make it come back on.
What, you want me to be like genies?
Did you say like genies or fettuccine? What did you say?
I'm saying Yaya Han is sexy as fuck.
Well, I can't see her anymore.
Because we all come from different walks of life.
Yeah, we fucking, maybe. The Bernstein Bears.
That's an old show.
Nah, that's brand new. See, it's under shows that are labeled educational, you know, something you don't watch.
Yeah.
Well,
you son of a bitch. Come back on. There we go.
I'm really not going to put too much thought on tonight.
Man, I fucking love Yaya Han. She's just fucking sexy.
Now, do you love her, or do you just love her titties?
Well, I love her, and I would love to make love to her titties. Does that count?
You want to make love to her titties? I don't know about making love.
Okay, fine. I love her, and I would love for her to suffocate me in her titties.
Well, that sounds a little better. Or you could have just said, I want to fuck them.
Oh, that too.
But you want to make love. You sound like a woman.
Yeah, and she sounds like a man.
Who sounds like a man?
See?
So have you played any Prozac tonight?
I have not.
You should play a song then.
We go down to Prozac.
The new champions of taste, Mighty Wings from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, Ghetto, just so you know, I received some good news from Destiny here. She got a new phone, so we ain't got to hear her texting anymore.
Oh, sorry, guys. But anyway, there's
how is that good news?
I don't know. But anyways, it's going,
click, every 5 seconds.
People tell me that I never really smiled, maybe. If they knew me ever since I was a child, baby. Understanding the reason for my withdrawal, baby. It's been worse than it has in a long while. You see, my brain just thinks a lot. Often lost in thought, often spaced. I just cannot seem to get it together. Been losing my patience a lot. Hope for the better, whatever, anything to make it stop. If you're feeling like me, then you'll understand. And if you don't, I apologize in advance. But on the other hand, I don't really give a damn. Take it or leave it, I am who I am. Just another person trying to find his way. Trying to figure it out, trying to find my place. Either lead, follow, or get out of the way. Life is too short, too fast to turn the page. I don't really know what I would do without the therapy of music. Therapeutic, no substitute. It can't erase the pain, but sure helps to do it. Helps me to get through, dismiss my issues. Gives me a lift to a place that's less blue. Sort of like a force field that protects you. Audio barricade, I suggest you turn it up a little louder. When you're feeling lonesome or you're feeling down some. When you're really feeling like you're hitting rock bottom. And nothing to break your fall but more problems. And all the walls seem to close in on you. Nothing but darkness to fall upon you. It feels like all is lost, everything around you. The song will rise again, you gotta push onward. Onward, onward, push onward.
On a time I hate this contagious.
All we really got to do is live and let live. Enjoy the ride while it exists, man, and that's it. Kind of simple, ain't it? So I complicate it with all the bullshit and games that people playing. If they want to make their own graves, let them lay in it. All I'm trying to say is don't create your own pain. Otherwise, you be the one to blame, and that's being honest. Another lame brain idiot walking around us. Every day could be a new day if you let it. Try to focus on the positive and not the negative. Nonsense, I'm just saying let it go. Fall by the wayside, so many people trying to bring you down. They drag you to the bottom, then they try to watch you drown. I'm pretending to be friends, but yet somehow, always a reason. In the one they mouth, so jealous.
I'm glad that track got a little bit better.
What?
I said, well, I'm glad that track got better. Because the start of it, you know, I don't know, but like, at the start of that track, I feel like I was on a fucking elevator.
Man, that's probably my favorite song off that album, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's good. I'm just saying, like, you know, the intro to that song, like, it makes you sound like you're, like, it makes you feel like you're on an elevator.
Well, he got some, you know, crazy shit going on with the beats, but he got some meaningful shit.
True. Man, Chloe's sexy as fuck. I don't give two shits. She looks good.
Nah, man. I'm going with Ricky.
I don't know if I can make it.
And I'm going to go with Yo-Yo Hon in bed, like, just like it.
I'm gonna go with Jenny Tatum. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Exactly, so you can't comment.
Clearly not about no guys.
Well, I just did. Oh. Ew, that's gross.
What's gross?
It's gross making cheeseburgers?
I guess for her it is.
Bacon? No, the bacon cheeseburger tastes
bad. Tastes bad.
Either that or they got bad meat.
They're like, fuck you, we ain't cooking it.
No, like yep. Totally different here.
Well, I mean, you know, it is Burger King's, what do you expect?
I thought it was McDonald's.
Oh.
I have both.
Yeah, she has both, you see. So, in other words, she's trying to make herself doubly sick.
So, which one isn't cooked?
All of them are cooked. Just now? Together.
Finish it up and basically make our entire costume. Maybe we can show off what we have so far
and
hope that Becky makes some time.
Hey,
because
I don't eat Burger King.
Yeah. Burger King's nasty, that's why.
It's nasty because my eggs work
so. That's a stupid reason.
And take
Becky's place. Are you serious? I'm sorry. Are you serious? I'm sorry, but I don't really feel like that's right, and that's the absolute last possibility. Thank you, Ross. We won't make you the girl Viking. But, no, I don't eat Burger King. They're nasty as all fuck. They have nasty food. It's like, I mean, I think the only thing that McDonald's has as good as the fucking nuggets, and that's about it.
Nah, man, go for some McChickens.
Yeah. Don't you mind a tweak of her chicken nuggets, okay?
Don't say chicken nuggets, okay, chicken nuggets.
No, I said don't deny that tweak of her chicken nuggets.
Don't deny her chicken nuggets.
Not me, that tweak of.
I said Destiny.
That's not me.
Oh, either way. now, Gail, I have to agree. The McChicken's good, but out of the two McChickens they have for full game McDonald's, I prefer the spicy one better.
The fuck are you talking about? Two different McChickens? There's only one McChicken.
Nope. Not
try
here.
Try a McBitchin'.
Here they go.
Go to McDonald's and ask them for a McBitchin.
Was I talking to you? No. I was talking to Ghetto. But, no, Ghetto. Here they have, we have two different McChickens. We have, the normal regular one, and then there's the spicy McChicken.
I'm saying they get a bunch of different chicken sandwiches, but never knew that they had more than one McChicken, though.
Yeah, man. Fucking spicy one's bomb as all fuck. I love that shit.
Now, like, maybe a spicy chicken sandwich from, like, Wendy's is all right, though.
Yeah, I mean, true. But I gotta say, out of all the fries from any place, if you can get fries from anywhere, go to Arby's.
Man, I go with fucking McDonald's for fries.
And, nah, like, those curly fries are fucking awesome, man. Like, fucking amazing. Like, I love the curly fries.
Nah, man, I'd rather have potato cakes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no
God.
Way.
Wow.
No way.
Don't you ever remember that shit from, like, Yahoo or something?
Oh, my God. No way.
would always be going off and you go somewhere?
Well, no. It was, oh my God, go away, or something like that.
I thought it was no way.
I thought it was go away.
That's probably what you wanted it to say.
Oh, the competition's not going to go down because Victoria's puking.
There's a commercial going on.
I paused it, so.
It's a commercial for Viagra, actually.
Oh, fuck. Why the fuck are you watching a Viagra commercial?
Because that's the commercial it's on.
Man, I'm glad I fucking paused it so I could fast forward that.
I'm glad that I paused it so I could fast forward.
Guess what today is?
Somebody put this camel down.
Yeah, no, see it.
I see it. Oh, I found your pretzel burger. Finally.
Yeah, you're like an hour late.
Oh yeah. Hey, I agree with that Sarah, Mink or whatever girl.
Ben?
That her homeboy Steve is fine.
Who gives a shit about that Sarah bitch? She don't know anything.
Yeah, she's fucking retarded.
Or no, that Andrea. No, her name's Andrea.
Oh man, she's a special kind of stupid too.
I know I am.
You both are.
Yeah, Andrea is part of the fucking respect squad. Fuck out of here.
Yep, hashtag.
Hey, so I stated that if she didn't want people to comment, that she shouldn't have posted it, and they deleted it. She deleted my comment.
She owns you.
She deleted my comment about it. I was like, dude, you're stupid. She's fucking...
So, Havoc, when we going to take JRR to one of these Comic-Cons or some shit?
I would love to do that.
Oh my God.
We can go
with that shit with Echo Endless.
Yeah. I'll go with Mario. It's a me, a Mario.
That'd be a good look for you.
And you can go with Luigi.
Oh, what the hell? I hate Luigi. Matter of fact, doesn't he got like another game coming out or something?
I think so.
I'm trying to see things from your point of view, but I can't get my head that far up my ass.
I don't think your head can go up any further.
Huh?
What?
But I don't want to let my team down, but most of all, I don't want to let myself down
because I'm working. Oh,
Ricky's sick.
Ricky and her fat titties.
Yeah. Now, my question
is, that's something I'll never understand, man. Real skinny ass girls, man, got some big ass titties.
Yeah. And fucking really fat bitches have like fucking sick titties. What the hell?
No, man, big girls, man, they just ain't got no asses and shit. Like, where does that go?
I don't know.
Like, you a bigger person, man. Aren't you supposed to have, like, some big old ass or something? Like, where the fuck does it go? It's just, like, straight up flat.
Did you see the naked mole rat? Oh, my gosh. I like that.
What the hell is this bitch muttering about you?
Dude, look at the naked mole rat on the comments.
Man, I haven't been on that conversation for the past, like, hour and a half now.
Hey, this animal is a naked mole rat. So if you're having a bad day, remember, you can look like a penis to pee. More so than that,
I did not like following Kim Possible on Facebook. Fuck off of that shit. No, okay, my question is...
Do the Twinkie diet.
Anyways, But yeah, Gil, my question is, who do you think has the bigger tits, Yaya or Ricky? Let's
go. I'm going to have to say Yaya, man, but hers are fake.
Yeah, true. Because there ain't no way
well,
that was like you think.
Well, then again, I don't know, man. I don't know if Ricky's are fake or not, but Yaya's are definitely fake.
Well, yeah, because you never see an Asian chick with a fucking big tits.
Also true. I don't know, man. They both up there, though, man.
Yeah.
One of our other judges is Holly Messenger. She's a Kansas-based costume designer. And our third judge is Chris Adams, a prop maker.
Hi, welcome. Hello.
The judges get to look at the contestants up close.
Bitch, I work CSI. I can make your death look like an accident.
Ask them questions about how they made them.
Fuck CSI.
It's usually important.
Can you make your own death look like an accident?
Yes, I can.
Well, go ahead and go through that.
Hello?
What'd you say? This is a heavily modified pattern. All the gold was attacked using a new technique that I found in Europe. You're welcome to put my team. Yeah, sorry, we dressed
it. Oh, she's getting naked. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh.
You like that?
I do like that.
Hell yeah. I would love to flip her scene.
Love their flipper, what?
I would love to flip fucking Yaya's theme right off of her. Man, Yaya's the sexiest fucking Red Queen I've ever seen.
She's the only one I've ever seen.
Becky makes an absolutely horrible fucking Viking. Along with those other two, they make ugly Viking.
Man, they make ugly everything.
Her boob tapes are hurting. The fuck?
Man, why does this channel keep going out? What the fuck?
I don't know. But why in the fucking hell would you want to put tape around your fucking tits?
They're trying to look like guys, aren't they?
Well, they're not doing a very good job.
Are they trying to look like Vikings and shit? I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They're trying to look like Vikings, but they had female Vikings too. But they're absolutely horrible. I think it sucks that this is the fucking finale of the show.
What the hell is this, man? Xfinity Latino.
Ah, fuck.
What do you mean this is the finale?
Yeah, this is the final episode tonight.
So, well, actually, wait, yeah, it is. What the hell, man? They only had 6 episodes. Fucking ICP Theater had more episodes.
I know. Isn't about where you've been. It's about where you're going. I mean, unless you're going to have more, I hope they do.
Oh, sure. It comes back on as a fucking commercial.
I mean, like, I'm sure that they're going to have another one anyways, because they're going to have Fangasm, but then after that, they'll probably have another, like, a whole other Heroes of Cosplay.
Technology
doesn't
wait. There's
no reason
I don't smile with
my
teeth.
Help,
anyways. I don't know. But apparently The Walking Dead is going to get a spinoff.
A what?
Fuck if I know. I don't know why they would do that, though.
I don't know. But yeah, man, like, what the fuck? Six episodes.
Yeah, it's pretty
beat. Yeah. I wanted to see more fucking Yaya.
And it sucks that fucking Catfish ain't on today either. God damn it. Shit don't come back at the light. Well, like, next week or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. How about I comment on somebody's status earlier, and then some old ass guy off of that status tried adding me. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was some old ass guy. Like, why would I want him to be on my friends list?
That's perfect. That's just funny.
So I told Facebook I didn't know.
Good. You. But yeah, no, man. Like, I don't know what the fuck. I'm trying to find out if they're gonna have like another season of fucking Heroes of Cosplay, but
I'm sure they will.
Man, they better. Yeah, just cut them off. Cut off her tits.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. We're gonna do this. Team LA. Woo, LA. Man, this is gonna be weird. She's gonna have one. One fucking tip with tape bottom, and then one with no tape. That works.
Man, I like them. I like them contacts too. That's pretty dope.
I mean, Chloe's got nice tits.
Who the fuck is Chloe?
Oh, Monica, my bad. I don't know what the fuck I was calling her Chloe for.
Keep talking about this Chloe chick, and I don't even see no Chloe.
Yeah, I bet Monica. Monica's sexy. It has nice tits.
Okay, now we cleared that up.
Well, I mean, because there was an episode where they had a chick named Chloe.
Practice any kind of choreography for the competition. All right, are you guys ready to see some amazing cosplay?
Yeah, that actually looked good.
Amazing cosplay, all these whack-ass other ones.
Look, it's the Iron Brothers. Oh, Doctor Who. Fuck out of here.
So to see people reimagine the whole cast of the Doctors as women is really, really cool.
Man, that damn Predator and Alien shit's in like every one of these shows.
I know. Yeah, that was absolutely retarded.
Seeing the other team's costumes, I was actually really impressed, and they could be serious competitors. The Fae of the Wild.
These girls are pretty ugly right here. What is this?
The Fae of the Wildwood fairy group.
That was quite scary. Scariest fairies I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, besides Chris.
Yeah, besides Chris.
So we're watching our friends on stage, and somebody in the audience screams something about out of towner, so the group of people behind us starts getting into this beef with us about the fact that we shouldn't be there. That's not what
comes. They got upset about being out of towner? What the fuck? That's like them Juggalo fights in that group. It's just stupid.
Yeah. Hey, look, we have a caller from someone named Live.
It's me. I finally called in.
Oh, shit, Erica.
Yeah, I typed in the chat and I was ignored, so I called.
Wait, who the hell's Erica?
Of course he asked us again.
I don't even know who that is.
Who's Erica and why is she so far away? Erica, this is where you answer.
What? I don't know how to answer that.
I want to go back to the Facebook fight up on, and here was a cosplay. Sure, it's funny.
Wait, what? What? Did you just compare that?
Did I hear someone cosplaying Doctor Who?
Yeah, somebody was, yes.
Which character?
Fuck if I know.
Okay, I have to find that remote.
Ask Havoc. Maybe Havoc will know.
I don't know. I've never seen a female Doctor Who before.
I'm a huge Doctor Who. I was actually going to create my own original character. We're having a cosplay meet Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Like, we work hard. We really do, and you
Man, that redheaded bitch is really ugly. She gives nightmares.
She will eat your soul.
Oh, wow. It's that girl that Yaya's mentoring, I think.
Yeah.
It's Ricky and Monica.
Like, she keeps telling her not to dress like a slut, and she does it anyways.
Well, they both kind of dress slutty.
Yeah.
But you see, like, Yaya, she poses herself up sometimes. But...
Hey, man, she shouldn't. I don't mind.
If she does show her titties, it's because the character looks that way.
So... Yeah, otherwise her titties be hanging out.
Oh, my God, it's screaming.
We have a severe thunderstorm warning out.
What's that, Alice?
The Atlanta cosplay fusion in madness
return.
Let him hear it.
Yeah, fucking strip off that little fucking dress there, Ricky.
Oh, no.
That's okay. We're watching Heroes of Cosplay.
Actually, I'm watching a commercial.
Okay, Ghetto's watching a commercial, or I'm watching one. Watching Heroes of Cosplay.
Dude, it's thunderstorm! Yay!
Oh no!
Yay! No, it's a yay. I'm walking down the street and I'm like, yay, it's a thunderstorm, and I'm walking down the street.
I can make it thunder. Kaboom!
No, like, we had a severe thunderstorm warning out here, and I'm walking down the main road.
Not the main road.
Yeah, it's the main road.
OMG!
It's Washington Boulevard. Come on now.
Who gives a fuck with Washington Boulevard?
That means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Hey, if it was a Friday or Saturday night, we'd have the Curzon Boulevard, which means we all go racing.
Oh, that's right. We had this conversation.
And the cops don't do shit about it.
You know, she's kind of ruining the whole Heroes of the Cosplay for us.
Yeah, at least Erica likes it.
Yeah.
What? You guys are assholes.
I know this.
Oh my god, that's so cold. So, everybody looks at me funny because I put my drink in my boob.
No, that ain't why they look at you weird.
That is because I put my drink in the middle of my boob. And it's like a holder. Like it's a cup holder. My boobs are my cup holder.
That's wonderful.
It is. It's fucking awesome.
Erica, do you do that as well?
No.
Oh, no.
Because I'm awesome like that.
Man, dude, this girl will not let anybody talk.
No.
I could put it in like a sports bra.
Well, you don't have
don't
big boobs.
I wear a bra and I do it. I don't need it with my boobies. My boobies are too big for it.
Havoc uses it as a cup holder, too.
Yeah, I try it, but it failed.
Hey, mine though. Mine are like a suction cup. Pulls it in.
Well, I'll stay away from that. Those are
people. I can't help it, sir. I have too big a boobies. Go on.
She said boobies.
I like boobies. Not really. I like dick. Not boobies.
Why are you saying boobies like it?
I like... Because... I like saying it like
that cat, baby.
Wait, get over.
Get over.
No, no. Would you shut the hell up before I mute you?
Before I beat you?
Hey, Tia! Hey, don't tempt me, okay?
Is that on?
But, yeah,
see,
no, but,
see, she's excited.
Yeah. And there goes the, crown.
Crown just fall off?
Fuck it. Just get naked.
She lost her crown. But at least she still has her titties.
At least she still has her titties.
I like my boobies.
We're not talking about your boobies. We're talking about Yaya's boobies.
Who's that?
We are talking about Yaya Han's titties. Not yours.
Best female cosplayer in the world.
I don't even know who that is.
The best female cosplayer in the world. Hi.
The reason you don't know where
it
is.
I don't want to be.
Wait, hold on, man. It stays on her head, though. Look at that.
I don't watch TV, Kay.
You don't watch TV?
So
no.
you're just naturally brainwashed and stupid.
Yeah. No, you have to blame that on the state of Utah. The state of Utah brainwashed me and kind of made me dumb.
Okay, did I miss the Doctor Who version?
Yeah, you missed it.
Yep.
Los Angeles.
Pretty much when he said it was when it was happening.
I'll Google it.
You're going to have to watch it on the man now.
Okay.
Now it's time for Team Ugly.
Hey, you leave Destiny's team out of this.
What? What? I heard my name.
You didn't hear nothing. Go back to what you're doing.
I can't. I mean, you know, Becky's got a nice.
I'm echoing.
Because you're on mute.
Whatever.
Okay.
She should be.
No, that was because you got everybody on
speaker.
Looks like
I have to train your dragon.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So is that what that is? I had no idea.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's how to train the dragon. Fucking
I've never seen that.
Dragon?
I haven't either.
Oh, really good.
But those two fucking chicks that are inside that thing are fucking ugly. She's like, aw. It's true. They don't look that good.
It's so hard to take a picture of lightning.
It's hard to take a picture of you looking sexy. Is that what you just said?
No. I said it's hard to take a picture of lightning.
Not that hard.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh! You stupid fucking phone!
We're so worried.
Man, Yaya, even though her crown fell off, they better win.
Well, we'll find out soon
enough.
In that whole group, Yaya was pretty much the only good one.
There's like 8 street dogs, like just fucking running off.
Well, it's pretty much based off of everybody that was on here, man. They don't show everything, though.
Yeah, I know.
So anybody can win.
I don't think Yaya's group is going to win.
Well, if they like her that much, she'll win.
Yeah.
But because of that mistake, who knows? But then Ricky saved it because you got naked, so.
Hell yeah. No. I think what really is funny is, you know, while Ricky's trying to rip off fucking, she's accidentally ripping off both dresses. That'd be perfect.
Well, it's a sci-fi.
Yeah. Wow, they actually got somebody trying to look like fucking Stan Lee. What the fuck's the matter with them?
A Dalek!
It's who? Oh, that chick definitely knows how to use a mic.
Commercial.
Yes, the commercial wins the award, man.
It does, man.
Fucking commercial. Man, I don't give a fuck about AT&T. AT&T can go suck a dick.
Man, nobody even has that shit anymore. It's all about Verizon or fucking Sprint.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
goddamn Echo.
Yeah. That would be Destiny's fault right there.
What? I sense some mute coming on.
Hey, I'm not listening.
Oh, take us off speaker.
You're not on speaker.
Bullshit.
You're not.
I heard
a AirPod.
Oh yeah, and apparently Erica wants to learn how to put drinks in her boobs.
Well, it's not that hard. Get a beverage and slide it between your boobs.
Yep, and it fits perfect. Not really. It like squishes the drink, but hey, it holds it, right?
No.
You want me to be on speaker, Will? Now you're on speaker.
We've been on speaker this entire time.
Well, why is there no more echo?
I don't know. Just when you're on speaker. Right now you're on speaker, okay? Now you're not on speaker. What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, get our notes on, man. Our cunt never showed up tonight.
Wait, our what?
I'm quiet for like 5 minutes.
Not you. I said our cunt. Are you our cunt?
No.
And who the hell is that, though?
Chill, come on, man. Fucking, you know, chill. Or,
I told you, man. He's rolling around. Hey,
yeah.
What?
What the fuck are you saying?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah. Yeah. What?
You know.
Wait. No. Oh my God. They did all of them. They did like all of the doctors.
See, there you go. You saw it.
No wonder they won.
Are you serious, man? This shit sucks.
Hell yeah. This is ugly. If you got no titties.
First.
Oh.
What's getting you so pissed off over there? Chill. Calm your pussy.
Calm your pussy.
Calm. My pussy is calm, actually. Some people may not believe that, but it is.
Oh, wow, they won't.
I wanted to change
herself, but
I'm pretty sure
it's
going to
be in Atlanta. Yeah, 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 certain people.
So what did they win?
They have
the wildwood.
Duh.
That wasn't expected. Losing
is always... Yogi bitches got brought up on there.
We are going to keep doing awesome stuff. No matter what.
So what did they get? Like second place?
$1,500 prize goes to this kid. Represents the direction I want to take the cosplay. And if I
win
after 4 years, we damage
it. Uh oh.
Second.
Yeah, y'all won. They won $1,000. back for another season. I'm saying it right now. If they don't, I'll kill them.
Once you kill them, then they definitely won't.
Yeah, right?
Sure they will, because me and Gil G would take over.
Yeah.
Movie time turn off.
I could just imagine how that show would go then.
I can see, me trying to fuck Monica, Gilgi trying to get with Yaya and Ricky.
No, I'm just saying, like, the way it would go down, I'm saying, like, you want this girl? Like, no. Like, you want this girl? Yeah, she got nice titties. Like.
What do you guys want?
Like, Alien and Predator, you're not allowed in my episode. Get the fuck out of here.
And goddamn, Destiny, we already told you what we were watching. But, you know, your response was, I don't watch TV.
I'm sorry, I don't remember, okay?
Yeah, she's too busy hitting up every freaking fast food place right now.
Nuh-uh,
yeah.
I'm walking home.
After doing all that.
Only place I went was Burger King and the McDonald's. And I got the Burger King from my roommate.
Why couldn't your roommate go herself?
Because she's a scaredy cat, and she didn't want to leave her house, our house, unlocked. So she made me go.
That's why they have keys.
Yeah.
No, because her ex kicked in the door. So our way of locking the doors is with knives.
Our only way of locking the doors is with knives. So my question is, what happens if someone walks into that door? They're dead.
I stab them to death.
Yeah, with the door.
We have more than two knives in our house.
Yeah, they're all in the door.
I have a big ginormous knife. It's like I can't remember the name of it.
Like a machete? Have a good
one. Yeah, that's what it is. That's the name. That's the name of it. And we put it in the door.
Man, it wasn't in the... So wait, her boyfriend's fucking Jason? Like...
What?
That motherfucker booted that shit down, man, and left his machete behind.
No, well, actually, he won't come around the house when I'm there. Because he knows I'm not scared of him.
I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure you scare him. You scare us.
I'm not scared of him. He can roll up my strap on and he can suck it.
But I wonder if he realizes a machete is not a knife.
It's a big, ginormous one.
No, a machete is not a knife.
What is it then?
Machete is just that, a machete, not a knife.
Oh my gosh. Hey. It's like a fucking knife. I like spam chickens, all right? That is my type of...
So that more likely, according to her, a fucking... So I'm going to guess, according to her, a sword, you know, would be considered a knife.
Yep.
Even though a sword is not a knife.
To me, it is.
And a gummy bear is not a sprinkle.
Don't get it.
Oh yeah, and by the way, machete is actually a sword, not a knife.
It is a knife, isn't it? All right.
Speaking of machete, you gonna see that new movie?
And I'm thinking about it. Yeah, man, but get up, man, you missed it. Like, a minute fucking, Spider-Man ended. Man, we're echoing again. Who the fuck says on speech now?
I don't know.
We'll just blame Erica. It's Erica's fault.
Huh, what?
There you go, get up. Yeah, it's Erica's fault. We'll blame her.
Damn you, Erica.
What did I do?
Put us on echo.
I don't think so.
Or should I say speakerphone?
Speakerphone. Well.
You seem confused. Like you don't know what speakerphone is.
I know what that is. I mean, I'm on a computer, so yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Hey, I told you it wasn't me.
Yeah, okay, nails on the chalkboard.
Fucking asshole.
Try to
blame me for shit.
Yeah, no, like I said, man, yeah, like the minute the Amazing Spider-Man ended, I clapped. I actually stood up and clapped because it was over.
That's funny, man. People did that for Tokyo Drift, too.
They killed fucking Mary Jane and they put fucking some bitch named Gwen Stacy in there. What the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is Gwen Stacy anyway?
I don't know. Like she was never a part of like any of the comic books for fucking Spider-Man ever, and then they put her in there.
I don't understand why they would do that.
I don't either. It's just like really stupid. I was glad it was over.
Yeah, just blame Erica.
Wait, for what?
She
hasn't listened to
it.
What did I do?
We're blaming you because the Amazing Spider-Man was.
What about
that sounds interesting. I think the next time she interrupts me, I'm going to put her on mute.
Wait, what about Spider-Man?
But anyway, but no, like I'll say it, we blame you because The Amazing Spider-Man sucked.
I don't think she cares.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she cares either. But, they really should have stopped that fucking, Spider-Man 3.
Man, they should have stopped it too.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to, so. Now I know I'm going to have to watch.
Unfortunately, there's a second fucking amazing
In Spider-Man 3, is Tobey Maguire still Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, I might watch that one.
The third one is really long and drawn out, though.
And then, boys, do not watch The Amazing Spider-Man because it's definitely horrible.
That would be the fourth one.
Yeah, technically known as the fourth one. And then they got technically known as the fifth one. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 coming out next year.
I wonder why Wonder Woman hasn't gotten a movie.
Good. Actually, Wonder Woman did have a movie.
Wasn't that like in the 90s or something? I think it's really old.
Yeah. Yeah, but it still counts as a movie.
Aren't they remaking that now anyway?
Probably. The smart, they'll make Megan Fox the Wonder Woman.
I thought that's what was happening.
I don't know. I know fucking Megan Fox is in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, then there's that too. I don't know, man. All I keep seeing is a bunch of jokes about Ben Affleck being the new Batman.
That's a horrible joke right there. Okay, my bad. Wonder Woman was a TV show, was a TV series back in the day, and a movie. Like back in like fucking 1975 or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of weird that they're going to remake one. And, of course, they're supposed to be doing a Justice League movie as well now.
They got that Batman and Superman movie.
I think what it is that DC and Marvel are actually better in conversation with a company at the moment, too. And of course, there's going to be an Aquaman movie happening sometime in the near future.
I don't know, man. I don't really like Aquaman.
Then the Flash is going to have his own.
There you go. The Flash needs a movie. There you go.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think fucking Marvel and DC are having fucking competitions now because of the fact you got Marvel putting out movies and you got DC putting out movies.
Make money.
Yeah. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Really? Did you just do that?
Yes, I just pulled the primetime players.
You see that menu go from cheering for them on Sunday to singing their little thing now.
I'm pretty sure we were both cheering for the Browns that played on Sunday.
Well, it would have been a nice change, but as usual, we got the same old bullshit.
Yeah, the Shield of fucking WWE Tag Team Champion.
Bye, I'm still to my music.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
What a weakest link. Hey, she's gone.
Hallelujah.
But, one of the things that's been, NXT up yet. Probably not till later.
So what the hell's going on over there, Erica?
Oh, nothing much. Face looking. It's pretty boring. I should be asleep because I have class at 8, but I'm that tired.
Well, Facebook will keep you entertained for a little bit.
It's not keeping me entertained at all.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then.
Yeah, I'll be honest. The only time Facebook is entertaining to me is when I'm not on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or simply just making fun of somebody because there ain't nothing else to do.
Oh yeah, that too. Like that dumb chick that didn't know fucking Shaggy show.
That's just one person. There's a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's true. You got Chill up on there we could make fun of.
Chill, man, he's never around.
Well, of course not. He's he's too busy with his fucking Molly.
He's playing in traffic.
Either he's playing in traffic or he's acting all fucking weird outside of Popeyes.
Is that what that was?
I think that was Popeyes.
That's just funny as hell, man. And the person, man, was just standing there filming him for like 8 minutes.
Yeah, and making fun of him the entire time.
Yeah.
Looking up cosplay ideas.
You looking up what?
Cosplay ideas.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you want to do?
I have no idea. I need something to do for Saturday, so I'm not, like, the only one just dressed normally. I guess I'll be dressed again, but
come on, Havoc, man. How you going to piss when she's trying to talk?
My bad.
Wait, is that what you're doing?
Yes, that's what he's doing.
Well, okay.
You were talking and he was just pissing over top of you, going to fucking hear you.
I guess it could have been worse.
You have to go to work.
I said I guess it could have been worse. You could
have, like, started taking a shredder or something. Man, he does that, too.
Ew.
Well, it's not like you have to see or smell that, so you should be good.
Yeah, you know, it's not like his boy fucking Birdman or Big Bird or whatever the fuck it is.
It's still weird to know that it's happening.
Will you stop telling people that my friend is Birdman? Because Birdman is not my friend.
Yeah. Okay, Man Bird, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Who the hell is Man Bird?
Man Bird is okay, Super Bird. There you go.
Yeah, man, if you forget, just simply think of the damn sandwich from Denny's, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a camp where, you know, he had his girlfriend giving him fucking a blowjob while taking a shit.
Ew, wait, who?
Yeah, how you feel about that? Would you ever do something like that?
Of course not.
I think that completely grossed her out.
I think so too. Just blame Superbird, aka Manbird.
Manbird. I'm sure he would love to hear you call him Manbird.
Oh, dude, that I call, or I still call him Birdman.
Yeah, he's probably a fan of him or something.
Yeah,
wouldn't surprise me.
He played him. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because of the fact, you know, you didn't know he was a fucking juggalo until you told him on the show.
Man, he ain't no damn juggalo. He just so happened to be at that show.
Yeah, why? Nobody knows.
Because the dude that he was with was a juggalo.
So he just decided to tag along.
Yeah, but the thing was just strange was that he was all decked out in, like, you know, like ICP shirt and like a Hatchet Man charm and shit.
Yeah, it makes things even weirder.
Yeah, because I ain't never seen it before on him. And then boom! There it was. It's all Erica's fault. None, I'm just blaming you again.
Wait, what did I do this time?
Question is, what didn't you do?
Yeah.
What didn't I do?
Exactly.
I just stare Yaya on his titties some more. And rookies.
That's what Erica's doing too.
Wait, what?
I love that she's not listening at all.
I am listening.
You keep going, what?
I've been called Queen of Cosplay. Great, save the planet. I don't compete anymore because I just
contest.
People hold me.
I don't compete anymore
because
it's just not fair.
Yeah. Man, yeah, like, I wonder if Monica is fucking single on this shit.
She probably got a gay boyfriend, too.
Yeah, probably.
Like the rest of them.
Shit, I can be like L from Death Note. He just wears like a t-shirt and jeans.
Well, that's not too impressive.
No.
I could do that.
Man, he's not gonna do that.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be like super quick, man. But no, I don't want
to. Just show up naked.
No.
Why not?
Just show up as Supergirl or Batgirl.
I'm a hentai character.
Wait, what kind of character?
I'm a hentai character.
Well, they're naked.
Just show up. Just show up naked.
Oh God, Meg. Meg from Family Guy.
Duh, why would you want to be her for?
No, like, I'm looking up, like, I typed in, like, super easy people to cosplay, and yeah, she came up.
Apparently she wants to be Lydia from Beetlejuice.
What the hell episode are you watching?
Who?
My name is Monica Lee, and I've been cosplaying for 7 years. My dad took me to Dragon Con when I was 12. When you go to a convention, it's like a billion...
When she was 12 and been on a whole she is now.
She's 16 now.
I hope she's not 15 now. In my fucking head. I mean, she's been doing cosplay since she was 12. She's been doing it for 7 years. So, yeah, she's 19, 20. Ricky's got a nice ass too, man. You can't deny that one. She got a nice ass. What did you just send us there, Erica?
What?
What the fuck is that?
You take this Victorian age and you mesh it all with modern technology, and you get to put a lot of brass and a lot of
Gal styles, Shibuya generation.
Wait, do you see the picture?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out what the fuck that is.
I'm probably going to do that. Not the hair stuff, but I have, like, the outfit pretty much, so I have something similar.
Hey, Victoria! She has no titties, but she looks okay.
The fuck?
I just think it's funny how, you know, for the first two episodes with Victoria, she completely missed the mark and, you know, didn't get a chance to compete because of the fact her costumes were never done.
Well, can't be slow.
Nope. Nothing could go wrong until you don't compete. I'm gonna go watch this. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.